Episode 23, Betsy DeVoe makes a whoopsie on 60 Minutes.
Trump solves the North Korea problem.
I get into a Twitter fight with the Katy Perry army.
And Justin B. Love is here to tell us about being gay.
Trump says being presidential is boring, but military parades are sweet. This is Anxiety Now.
This is an official civil defense film produced in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration and in consultation with the Safety Commission of the National Education Association.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
America!
The purpose of the military is kill people and break things.
Weapons of mass destruction.
We have to send a very clear message to Putin that this kind of belligerence, this kind of testing of boundaries will have to be responded to.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
And yes, as you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to Anxiety Now. This is episode number 23. I'm Mike Coscarelli.
And I am Jordan Rabold.
And we would like to welcome you into the show that is your weekly guide on what it is to be afraid of in the United States of America and on planet Earth. We are joined by a very, very well-informed guest, let's say that this week.
He's wearing a turtleneck, so he better be. You gotta be super well-informed got a turneck.
Oh, man. I am so informed.
So informed.
You expect nothing from me, because I'm showing up in just a t-shirt.
This is one of the first guests we have had that is not a local New York City stand-up comedian.
Oh, boy.
Like we are.
Which means he'll be enjoyable.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so the competition is not fierce.
Right. Like, you might actually know what's going on this week, which is good. That voice you hear is the voice of Mr. Justin B. Love. He is the executive producer of the Curtis and Cosby Show, which is a midday radio show on 77 WABC in New York City. And you can also hear his fantastic podcast called How to Survive in the City. That is also on the OG Podcast Network, which is the network that we are affiliated with.
Yes, and I got to figure out when I can be on it.
Yeah, I'm surprised that I'm on this podcast.
I know, right?
I've been asking you to come on my podcast since like week three.
I know, I messed up.
He's big timing me.
I'm not big timing you. I'm very lazy.
Big timing, cocksucking motherfucker.
I've got all these free shows in the middle of Brooklyn to do. I don't have time.
I got it.
Time for a podcast.
I got it. Can't help the network. That's okay.
Yeah. You're not really a team player here, Jordan. Before we get into all the stuff that we're going to talk about, because we have a ton of shit that we should talk about, and Justin's actually kind of perfect to have on this week because your day-to-day job is to keep up with all this stuff.
Yeah, and it sucks. I've been doing political radio for 7 years.
Yeah.
Half of it in Alabama, half of it here. I've never seen anything so divisive.
Yeah.
It's insane.
For background for the listener, so I used to produce the old Curtis and Kuby show, and Justin was evening
bitch.
Producer.
Bitch.
Is that what producer is the nice way of saying bitch?
Justin, get me water.
Yeah.
Justin, can you go down to Dwayne Reed and get some Nexium?
Yeah.
Justin.
Well, when you work for Curtis, because we both did it really at the same time, when you work for Curtis, you're not only producing the radio show, but Curtis, if you don't know, is the founder of the Guardian Angels in New York City, which is the vigilante...
hero. He's a hero.
He's a hero, yeah. He's like a comic book character, like a real-life comic book character in New York City.
Are the Guardian Angels? I don't really know them that well.
God. Yeah, they patrol the subways.
Right.
Or used to.
In the 80s, when New York City was really dangerous, they like came together as like they were like a group of people that would patrol New York City and just beat up crack dealers and beat up like people that were causing
just
crimes.
Real-life Batman.
Yeah,
pretty
basically
much,
make citizens arrest. In the 90s, they would steal drugs from drug dealers. And then
they'd smoke it to make sure no one else could.
We got rid of the evidence.
They'd be
worry.
Like, we can't let anyone get their hands on this. Just the whole line himself.
But so we were working together during that period because you kind of became a proxy, like third producer on that show. And we were working together during the election leading up to Trump when he was. Because right now, it seems to me that the Trump news cycle Has sort of slowed down in some ways. I don't know if it's just become normal.
You're numb to it. You're kind of numb to it. We're numb to it. It hasn't slowed down. The news cycle with Trump has not slowed down.
It hasn't slowed down today, right? Weren't there like 8 crazy bullet points today?
Today's been bad.
Today's
a big day. Yeah. But in general, he's so ADHD. He's manic depressive. It's just anything and everything he thinks of goes out into the news world.
Yeah.
And
you know, I'm just
going to
go out there and freestyle this afternoon. Let's see what comes out.
Fuck it.
What do you got? You guys wrote a speech? No, I got something better off the top of the dome. Let's do this.
So now, you know, your hands are a little more closer to day-to-day action with Trump than mine are, obviously. Would you say that right now it's worse than when we were covering it during the election, or would you say it's as bad, or do you think it's better or easier to cover from a news producer standpoint?
Well, easier. The president has the bully pulpit. We know who to look for every day. You know, I'm not worried if WikiLeaks is going to drop something on Hillary Clinton in the next 48 hours. It's going to be some person off the Congressional Investigation Committee leaking to CNN or MSNBC. So I know where it's all coming from.
Right.
And I mean, I don't really, I'm just going to be transparent. Like, we don't have inside sources in DC and radio. That's not how it works. I wake up and I watch the news and I say,
CNN says Tillerson's fired.
Right? I got out of the shower today and Tillerson was fired, and I immediately just like sent an email and put out a tweet, and I guarantee that some listener to Curtis and Cosby thinks that I have like inside information in the belt.
It is weird when you run into people that are outside of like the business, like the radio business, where they do think that you have these like direct connects to people.
Oh my god!
Like, you have high sources at the Washington Post or like whatever.
I had to do. I was invited to speak at a NYU communications class, and one of the questions that was asked was, what's it like going to events and schmoozing sources and doing this
hilarious.
And doing that? And
hilarious.
I was like, to be honest, I send emails and I call people from a desk. I was like, that's what
to
I do.
To be fair, I don't think Tillerson had an inside look on that firing. I bet you found out at a very similar time what I understand.
He probably got out of the shower too. Yeah. He's like, oh.
Did he get fired or did he quit?
He got, he's out as ordered by Trump. He's leaving on the 31st. Trump called him at 12 o'clock, but the news broke at 8:15.
Right.
So, but Trump called him at 12 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, was that 4 hours? Really? I guess he could change his mind. I don't really know.
Right. Totally. All right. Well, so those are your day-to-day responsibilities. You're part of that radio world, but you also have this podcast, How to Survive in the City.
Yes.
Why don't you just give a quick overview of what it is before we get into all of this Trump stuff that we just teased.
Well, How to Survive in the City, I talk to New Yorkers every week, one New Yorker, and I get their story of how they're making it. So it could be, I've had on a club kid who talked about all the drug and craziness of the 80s and the early 90s.
Wow. Yeah. This is a great episode.
This week, I had on a sports journalist. She's up and coming. My friend Brittany Romano talking about being a woman in the world of sports reporting. I've had on Miss USA. You know, I
that's
have
pretty
anyone
cool.
as long
yeah,
as they have
cool.
a compelling story about New, because we've all had that shitty first apartment.
Right.
We've all had that time.
Well, we're still there.
Yeah.
Still there.
Yeah. Well, you got yeah.
It's
well,
the third. It's the third, but it's still the same
well,
apartment.
You know, some
frankly.
Of us hook up with some well-to-do men.
Yes.
And move out of the shitty
fuck,
apartment.
I'm doing this wrong. I mean, I get a lot of Instagram messages from guys that I need to start parlaying that into a little dough.
Yeah. Are you gay?
No, but
I
get a lot of inquiries about it.
Okay,
I get a lot of asks.
I follow him on Instagram, and I don't know. And he also doesn't follow me back.
I don't? Okay, let's fix it. Let's fix it.
He won't come on my podcast. He
no.
won't follow me back.
Jesus, you're just on this to grind an axe with me?
You're making this worse, Jordan, because now it seems like you're playing hard to get with Justin.
I am. Justin's I am playing like, very just, hard to get. Wait, so you've got the impression you don't know what my sexuality based off my Instagram?
No, you're the road guy. I don't know who you're sleeping with when you're on the road.
That makes, you know what? I guess I have no one to blame but myself.
Yeah.
If you're gay, right?
Yes.
Okay, and if you don't know, then I'm just like sending very mixed signals.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Listen, you just followed me.
None of us.
Oh, see, I just got him to follow. He called me out. Well, after this podcast, we're going to figure out when I can go on his podcast. We're going to get it all hammered down so I can be a decent player in our podcast network and stop being selfish, I guess.
Yeah.
That's so funny, man, because I've been wondering. I literally get like two guys, probably one to three guys a week message me, and it always starts like this. Oh, you're really funny. And I'm like, okay, thanks. Appreciate it. And I already know.
Can I suck your dick?
Yeah. And then that's the next is like, yeah, that kind of thing.
Or can you suck my dick?
Well, it won't be that. Sometimes, yeah, it'll be that forward. Or it'll be like, so this Thursday, are you free to get drinks? And I'm like, as like friends or...
Because like, gay men are aggressive. Gay men, one thing, we're aggressive and we're persistent.
Well,
you're afraid.
Men. You're still men. Everyone forgets that.
Yeah. Well, some of us. But that's okay. Adam Rippon, I'm looking at you.
You guys are aggressive.
Yeah.
I wish I had that in me. I asked a girl out this week and I was so nervous about it. It's like, oh, should I ask her? I'm such a wimp, you know?
That voice doesn't help your case.
I know.
No, not at all. You have these like very soft features about you, I think, that make you like...
That you just want to caress and like bring in.
Yeah. You want to just take your finger and just like rub it under his chin like that.
Are you talking about my soft physical features or my soft like characteristics of my personality?
No, your soft physical features. Oh, okay. You look like you're very well, you know, moisturized.
Oh, I am very well moisturized. Yeah. I am very well moisturized.
Great skin.
I got to contribute that to my ex-girlfriend. She taught me that you need to be putting moisturizer on. Yeah.
Girlfriend, quote unquote.
I
have it.
Jordan, you're a gay guy. It's all right. Admit it, bro. you're sitting next to one. They can smell their
own. I like the idea that like you guys know I'm gay, but I haven't. I don't know it.
Look,
yet.
Everyone knew I was for years.
Yeah,
and you for years you didn't know.
I dated a girl for 5 years.
God,
did you really?
Were you getting boners?
In high school and throughout college, when I was in college, I lived with my parents. So, I mean, not to knock my college experience, but I went home to parents every day. So you don't experiment as much.
Yeah,
but I only have $2,000 left in my student loan.
Right.
So,
that's great. That's a good point.
You know what?
It's worth it.
You know what? I'd zip the pants up to save money.
I agree. 5 years of sex, fuck it. Who cares?
Oh, you can make that up in no time.
Yeah. And you're not going to get it. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, I guess if you're gay, it might. But like for straight guys, it's not going
to
happen.
Just to take the trade off and get rid of your student loans.
Nobody's having sex with nobody.
When did you officially come out?
That's a good 2013. It was the year I graduated college.
So recently?
Yeah, not that long ago.
Come out? Did you have like the dinner or like be like,
I had
Mom,
sex
Dad?
With a guy, then I broke up with my girlfriend.
Is that what happened?
Wow.
That's gotta be. You just fucked up. Whatever that girl's life is, whoever that is, she's fucked up forever.
She's engaged now. She's fine.
Is she?
Oh, she's probably doing great.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Man, yeah,
she's engaged to like an engineer that still lives in Alabama. So, I mean, you know. They're going to live a nice life.
Mazel.
So basically what happened was you had sex with a guy and were like, oh, that's what it's supposed to
be. Yeah, this guy. And the thing was he hit on me in a bar. And I was like, well, I was there by myself. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, okay, I'll let him know. And I let him know I'd come at this bar Thursdays, every Thursday.
Yeah.
He was there the next Thursday waiting on me.
Damn. That's what's up.
And he was like, you know, giving me the cold shoulder, blah, blah, blah. We exchanged numbers. 2 weeks later, bada bing, bada boom.
Damn.
Right in the ass.
Wait, you went butt stuff right away? You went butt stuff right away?
How else does it work?
I don't know. I was thinking about that because I do a bit about getting hit on by a gay guy, and like it, I just couldn't wrap my head around like the first time I have sex, I'm not going to do it with a guy who's like super experienced.
You got to do it with like a shy.
You got to do it with a shy guy. Like, you know, you got to figure out, find someone who's
here's the thing.
That guy's going to destroy your butthole. He's going to destroy it. He's going to take out all of his frustration fighting for gay rights on your butt.
Everywhere.
He was a little small. But the thing is, there is always an older, more experienced guy. And one who's less experienced. That's always how it goes.
Yeah?
Got it.
So there's never like, you're never like meeting on the same plane.
I mean, unless once you've like slept around for a while.
Yeah.
But like the first time you sleep with a guy, if you ask any gay man, it's always, he's always so much more experienced.
Right.
He's probably 5-6 years older than you.
Right.
It's probably
right,
so much cooler than like when you have a sex with a girl who's more experienced, yeah. Just kind of shames you.
Yeah. He's just fucking hot and rich. Badass, dude.
Dude, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, it does kind of sound awesome.
What are we doing?
Well, listen, speaking of the gays, let's get into our first story. All right. I know this is going to sound.
Rex Tillerson, let's go.
This is going to sound trivial, but the first story coming out of here, and you can see it in people's style.
This is trivial for sure now.
Katy Perry laughs off wardrobe malfunction on American Idol. So now American Idol is back. It's on ABC now, and Katy Perry is one of the hosts. And this is unimportant. It has nothing to do with the theme of anxiety now. But it's worth mentioning she's on American Idol, and she tried to do this split on TV. And, you know, they went ahead and edited it out, but she did the split and just showed her pussy and fucking, you know, that was like a story that made it around like the tabloid kind of newspapers. And the reason I find that important is because I learned a lesson this week when I was watching American Idol. I was watching the show with my girlfriend, who was forcing me to watch all sorts of stupid shit that I could care less about, like this and Vanderpump Rules and The Housewives.
You know, you could stick up for yourself, so you have no one to blame but yourself. Go ahead.
That's a good point. That's fair. But I was bored. I was watching American Idol, and I hit the old Twitter machine. And as it turns out,
what are you, like a 70-year-old man?
I was on the old Twitter.
The Twitters?
I sent out a tweet just fucking around. By the way, this crushed. Katy Perry crushed, bro.
This is going to be so good.
Katy Perry judging a singing contest is like me judging a very small penis contest. It just doesn't make any sense.
All right, I did actually enjoy that.
Oh, I saw did actually tweet, enjoy actually, that because I was confused.
Yeah, for the record, 8 retweets and 41 likes. But I did find out that anytime you mention Katy Perry, it comes with a heavy burden. As you can see in the 23 mentions that Katy Perry fans sent my way.
Wait, that's awesome.
They did not
like. I've wanted some people to harass me for years.
Bro, they were harassing the shit out of me. So there's this guy who is a gay guy who is a, I don't know if he's trans or if he's just like into transvestites or whatever. He sent me 7 different videos proving that Katy Perry can sing. He just tagged me in 7 videos that were like, this is Katy singing the national anthem.
Point made. That's my alternate Twitter account, actually.
Yeah, it's just you dressed as a transsexual.
It's actually his real one.
Yeah. And I'm going to put him on blast. That's the name of the... You can at him at Violet's Fame and just tell him how much you think about his stupid replies to me with these horrible, horrible Katy Perry videos. By the way, that sucks. Don't be sending me Katy Perry videos. She can't sing. I sent that out for a reason.
I don't know. I kind of like Katy Perry. I kind of enjoy. I kind of enjoy Katy Perry.
I just learned a hard lesson to not mess with any female pop singers just because you will have a fight on your hands, whether it's Gaga, Britney, or this.
I wish they physically showed up to fight.
There's an army of gays that just will attack whoever is like mentioning this pop singer. They just go right after you. I don't know if you're a part
of these. Did anyone say anything personal about you, though?
Yeah, well, a bunch of people tweeted out jokes that were like... this one person, we should ask, this is replying to the penis thing, we should ask his ex, also Katie Ratz, show him some videos, let's make his life more miserable, according to his bio, because my bio says truly miserable.
Hey, at least they're checking out your profile.
Dude, a bunch of people just said the same thing. It was you look like you may be an expert in small penises.
Ooh.
Another person, I think you'd be the perfect person for the job, to be honest. And then another one. There's a deeper message in this, meaning that I have a small penis. So I learned the hard way.
You should have gotten really defensive, be like, I do not have a small penis.
I was
just kept coming
that.
At everyone stupidly.
I was thinking on taking on all comers, but then I was just like, you know what?
I'm gonna live my life.
I have a fucking podcast network to run. I can't really just go
more important things
this.
To do.
Yeah,
more.
Right. But I did notice that this is like, it's a weird thing. There's no like male translation. Sports are like kind of close, but even if you like insult sports fans, you might get like one tweet that's kind of like, hey man, the Bills don't suck.
It depends on where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on like Reddit and you insult like a team, then you could get like 50 people.
Really?
And then they'll just find everything you ever
wrote. Yeah, Reddit.
And then they'll figure out where you live and show up.
Reddit is not a safe place to insult sports teams, franchises.
Yeah,
players.
Yeah. You got to be careful. Yeah, you got to be careful.
They get fanatic.
They get wild.
Yeah, no, but gay people do love their female pop stars.
And do you have one in particular?
I mean, I'm team Taylor.
Are you
T Swift? T T-Swift for life.
But she's a mean girl, bro.
So?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I guess fuck with Taylor, you fuck with Taylor, you get the horns.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah.
Why? Throwing hands. Why do... All right, let's just be super ignorant now.
Go for it.
Why do... why do gay guys identify so strongly with a female pop star? It's such a weird... There's just weird...
Well, I don't see any like real male pop stars talking about loving other men, trying to go on dates with other men. I mean, if you just want to get really simple about it, like...
There's every time, what it comes down to?
Yeah, there
are no gay...
Think about it. If you even look at like rock bands, like there are like no...
Gay lead hardly, singers.
Well,
out.
Yeah, well, I
out
mean,
gay lead
yeah,
singers.
Well, maybe the guy from the Neon Trees.
Right.
But there's not really... Even he sings about being in love with women in his songs.
Right.
Because it's just part of like the genre. It just kind of goes with it.
It sells.
So
female pop sings about like... being in love with men and just like, you know, it's like fashion, maybe
that's
things you wore that
fascinating.
Day.
That's fascinating.
That's just kind of what, I mean, I'm no expert, but that's what I would think. Because, you know, anytime you hear like Whitney Houston or Mariah Carey just belt out something, you're just like, oh yeah, she's talking about a really hot dude. With a really
that
big piece.
All right, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. That is a good answer.
That is a really good answer. Something that I'd never considered. Because I went to one of the only like diva concerts that I ever went to was Lady Gaga. And it was... When she was like fucking hot, when she was like Monster Ball had come out and everything. Oh, yeah. She was at the Garden downstairs. I got tickets from the radio station, and it was one of the craziest things I've ever went to. It was awesome. And it was awesome because it was just like a big gay fuck fest.
Yeah,
and well, I wasn't really.
And you partook.
Well, Gaga is different because
when in Rome,
I went to see her on her latest tour in Philly. And first off, Gaga has been a proponent of the LGBT community. Not that I'm like really big into these communities.
Born this
things.
Way, you know.
Yeah, but like she's been like like out front, like I love gay people. You're great, blah blah blah. And female singers are more. Open to having gay fans. Like, think about it. If you're a male, if you're like a male pop singer or a male rock star, you don't mind if you have gay fans, but you don't want your fan club headed up by like a flaming homo.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. With it's wrong. That's what I'm just saying right now. These guys are finding me via my comedy videos, and then I'm uncomfortable.
You're like,
and
because I'm legit, you're like what little... am I doing wrong? Yeah. Where is my brand wrong?
Why is my messaging?
Meanwhile,
off,
you know, like Dolly Parton's out there, like I just love everyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Totally. No, it totally makes a hot. That makes total
that's a
sense.
Good lesson. You know what? I need to just play up the middle ground of it. You know what I mean? And be like, I'm undefined.
Yeah.
I'm dude, undefined.
Do it. What's his face from Spider-Man's doing it? And I look at his Instagram every day.
Yeah. Who's that?
How
Andrew,
old is he? I
Andrew
hope he's
Garfield
18.
Or who?
The new one from Homecoming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I hope
well,
he's 18.
And he's perfect for that because he's like a little like twinkish guy that could easily be just like a little like gay puppy, you know?
It reminds me a lot of Jordan.
Dude, Justin's fucking hanging in there, man.
He's doing great. You ever think there's ever been like, you know, all right, so again, it's stereotypes. So I'm going to continue my quest for complete ignorance all
Please,
the time.
We're already so deep.
You ever think there's like a guy, you know, gay guys seem to have a lot of the same interests, let's say, the stereotypes of like they're being into musicals or dance or pop stars, like those kinds of things. You ever think there's ever a guy who was like, oh, I'm into dance, thought he was gay, took a dick to the butt, and then was like, oh no, I was wrong. I just like dance. I'm totally straight. I just enjoy dancing.
I think I can answer this one.
I misread the situation.
Yeah, I'm definitely sure that hasn't happened.
There's no way that that's never happened. Some guy was like, all right, I like all the stereotypical gay things. And this is a broader conversation you can have when it comes down to like, does society, you know, I almost said something crazy. But the idea that like, when Republicans argue, does society make you gay or is it chemical?
Yes.
Obviously,
sorry.
It's chemical, right? I mean, you didn't choose. You didn't make a choice.
It's chemical,
to be gay.
But there's a lot of pressures from society. Because I mean, I always knew I was gay. I mean, you don't. I mean,
but before you finish that, when you say you always knew you were gay, was it because you liked the things that you had believed were stereotypical of gay people, or was it that you just had a chemical attraction to other men?
chemical. Like a... But what? And I'll say, like, for even today, I was scrolling through, as we all do with these clickbait.
Straight guys scroll like this. Gay guys scroll like this.
But like, the Daily Mail had like a thing like spring breakers out of control. Spring blah blah blah. And they put all these pictures, which of course are just like most of them just like women in those cheek butt bikinis or whatever. And I'm the dude scrolling like, where's the guy in the Speedo?
Looking for
that one guy in the background who's wearing a Speedo to justify that it's okay that I wear a Speedo. Men wear Speedo.
Right.
You know, so I was always doing that. But then, you know, in high school, I mean, I was
before you're out, right?
Yeah, even before I was out, you know, AL.com, like or the Birmingham News or something, I'd be like, I need to find that one guy who wants to wear a Speedo, prove that all men can wear it, you know?
Yeah.
But I also doing it because he was hot, you know, looking for someone who's attractive.
Well, it's good. Now I know I'm not gay because I've never scrolled through being like, where's the dude in the Speedo? Where's the dude in the test?
But, I mean, I was in theater for a little bit in high school. And you do, like, that's like when you started to, like, realize it more because the thing is, they're just safe places. Those are safe places. Those are usually creative people with open minds.
Right.
I mean, nothing against a coal miner, but like if you're a gay coal miner, my guess is like, you know, you're not really bragging about it or you're not going to go on a date and then talk about it. But if you're in the theater department and, you know, everyone's like already pretending to be something different or doing different things, or you're in dance and you're already wearing a damn thong because it's a dancer's belt, you're probably just going to have a little more courage to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
It's probably more accepted in that community or in that. Yeah.
It's a safe place.
Yeah. You know, it's a thing I was thinking about today is that, like, you know, there's a. Like, you always call them, like, theater nerds, or you call them, like, band geeks. There's always those group of people in, like, high school. But, you know, it's always so funny that now, Voldar, I'm friends with some of those people. They were all having sex all of the time.
Immediately.
Oh, yeah. All of the time.
Yeah, they're freaks.
Meanwhile,
freaks.
I'm starting on the varsity soccer team, All-State, nobody's blowing me.
Yeah.
I was the nerd.
You're always
I was the loser.
Yeah.
Those guys were getting it all the time. I'm getting nothing over here. Starting breaking my ass.
Theater kids fuck.
Well, so much more kids than athletes.
Dude, the thing, too, is because with theater band, it's boys and girls mixed.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, that's a good point.
So, like, if you're
hanging out with mostly
guys. I need to have an all-gay soccer team.
You're driving back from the football game Friday night. It's, like, 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's no lights on those buses. Yeah, you know, Susie's going to slip over, give you a hand job.
Yeah, right.
Or Billy,
dude.
If you're gay.
So dude, jealous. When I first moved to the city, the first couple girls that I would, like, hang out with romantically were, like, theater girls. And, dude, they were just, like, they put out immediately... Like
they
immediately.
Were hooters.
And they just like, they wanted to have sex all the time, constantly.
They also have really low self-esteem.
I think that might be a huge part of it too. Yeah. So this is just the more you know, Jordan. Just so you know, Justin and I are kind of trying to help you get laid by... And listen, in New York City, they're fucking everywhere.
Yeah. Go to
the theater girls are everywhere. go to any restaurant and talk to the waitress. She's a theater girl.
Yeah, yeah.
She gets down. For sure.
All right. What about the Greek guy who's 55 serving me? Is he get down?
The Greeks invented theater, so yes.
Okay.
he's a theater guy. All right. Let's shift gears into some actual shit that we wanted to talk about this week.
I think he just brought up the Katy Perry topic to read his tweet on air. That was that whole bit. Oh my god. So I was gonna wait till the end to point that out, but as soon as he started, I was like, "Is this just a plug to read that
you
fucking
totally
tweet?"
Caught me. It was me just trying to tell the world.
Plug
that I got
your
40
Twitter,
likes.
You dirtbag.
What's your handle? What's your handle?
Mike Coscarelli.
Yeah. So guys. On YouTube, this guy said he really liked my video. You can go to The Rabled Brothers on YouTube for it. And
that's literally, it's the same fucking thing. That's exactly what I did.
This whole thing's just a commercial for Mike Coscarelli. I didn't know. I better get some kickback on this, man.
All right, let's start with what I think is going to be a perfect segue into the other stories that we've got. Jordan, you dug up a nice clip from earlier in the week where the headline, Trump... People would be, quote-unquote, so bored if I acted presidential. I don't think there's anything better than, you know, a better way to sum this up other than just listening to the clip. So let's hear what he actually said, and that'll springboard us into a cavalcade of topics to talk about this week.
He uses a language that, you know how easy, remember I used to say how easy it is to be presidential? But you'd all be out of here right now. You'd be so bored. Because I could stand out, right?
People are just clapping, cheering now. Trump's making weird faces. And just turning profile sideways.
A very presidential.
Just prosing and
ladies
preening.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here tonight. Rick Saccone will be a great, great congressman. He will help me very much. He's a fine man. And Yang is
so
a wonderful
good,
wife. I just want to tell you on behalf of the United States of America that we appreciate your service. We appreciate your service. And to all of the military out there, we respect you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
You'd be so bored. Dude, he say at the end, you'd be so bored if I did that.
Yeah, he goes.
Oh, it's so good.
Dude, he's literally, he's taking the trolling level. I've never
oh
seen
my
a president
God.
Fucking troll like that
oh
ever.
Oh my God. It's legitimately funny. I'm sorry, it's a really funny clip. He's like, yeah. You'd be awful if president to have. No, that'd be, first off, that would be a fantastic president. I really want my president to be so boring that I don't even know there's a presidency happening. That's what I want out of
really?
My president.
Because that's what happened with the last one. And we all laud Obama as this liberal bastion of hope and change and blah, 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 bullshit.
I like this guy already, but, yeah.
But the highest ever NSA surveillance in the history of the United States happened under Obama. And no one talks about it because it never got any attention.
No, I agree.
Sure. It's fair. And
listen, I've read the, who's it? Who's the writer?
Fast and Furious
Greenwald?
Happened under him.
There is some, listen, Obama is not without blemishes. There's
yeah,
no question.
I mean, but the biggest thing to me, I mean, Fast and Furious, Republicans hit on that Benghazi. The biggest thing to me is, being the NSA, highest under Obama, and then authorizing a drone strike on an American citizen overseas.
Yeah.
So I would rather have a president that you, I mean, I am no fan of Trump. I voted for Clinton because I figured 4 more years are the same, then we can put up someone different.
Right.
I voted for Clinton so that I could say I voted for Clinton on
so
Bumble dates.
So you could get laid?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. These women have made it pretty clear they don't like you if you voted for Trump.
And I voted for Kelly Clarkson on American Idol.
Season 47,
which,
so.
If I could go back and cite my tweet about American Idol,
you would have
did get 41 likes.
I thought you tried to place a vote for Katy Perry's hoo-ha.
But
yeah, continue.
But no, but so people are always like, Trump does this, Trump does that. At least people are paying attention now. That's the biggest thing. We have people engaged.
You don't people that, paying attention like, if it's bad, though.
Well, hold on.
You would, right. But we have people engaged in politics and in the political conversation that we've never had. Teen Vogue has hired political editors. Do they know what they're talking about? No. But someone will, well, hopefully, like the three people that read that online publication now, because they no longer do the print,
right.
They will
smart.
Grow up and maybe get in a political science class in college.
And now, hang on. Here is where I'm going to argue with you, point counterpoint. Yes, all right, that early activism and early education of those kids, I think, is extremely important. However, you just said it yourself. Do they actually know what they're talking about? Do they have any idea?
But they're getting there. I think that's his point.
But the thing is also, when you're looking at Trump specifically, all right, there was a lot of stuff that was done. I wouldn't even necessarily say in secrecy under Obama, just things that were done that weren't under the microscope the way Trump is because he wasn't
He's tasteful.
Right.
He's cool.
Tasteful.
Smooth.
Yes. He's not flamboyant. And people kind of just, maybe part of it was the technology was changing. There were scopes of constitutional rights that were changing, like drone strikes. I don't know if that necessary, if that is something that changes because technology is there now and it's a new frontier.
I mean,
that
I don't think you
with.
Could ever just kill an American citizen without a trial.
Fair point. fair point.
no matter where they are.
Listen, not arguing that at all. But I think that the microscope under Trump now is moving to a place that is not actually about the politics, and it's about his demeanor and how he portrays himself. So people are getting informed, and they're being critical of things like this, of him saying, like, it's boring to be presidential, blah, 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 doing that stuff. They're not actually being as – I don't think a lot of people actually know what he's doing. They just know that they don't like him. They think that he's a piece of shit because he's, you know, the scandals are what's sticking out. The Stormy Daniels thing. The idea.
First off, I don't even understand that. I'm actually like, yo, this dude's dope. He fucked a porn star.
Well, what the issue with that is.
I don't know. He cheated on his wife. That's between him and his wife. I don't care if people cheat on their significant others and are pieces of shit if they do their job well. Granted, I don't think he's doing his job well, but I just don't care if politicians cheat.
But the issue is did he break campaign finance laws?
That okay, that's I understand that. No, I understand that. If he's,
but you
if he's campaign
like,
money to pay for that, but if he banged her out, dude, yo, that's what's up. Damn it, just
pound
left
it out,
yeah, all right. No, let me put it in terms you understand. He banged Evan Stone. Now is that cool?
Ha 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 ha. So, but like, you and I, Justin, can make that distinguish that between like what the real issue is, which is actually the campaign finance thing. That's why it's a would we say an impeachable offense?
I don't know if it's impeachable.
But the actual offense is using the campaign funds, as opposed to the fact that he just fucked some porn star. We can distinguish that because we're keeping up with what's actually happening.
He's probably getting off on the idea of this leaking.
Oh, he probably loves it.
Like, well, what are you talking about?
She's so much hotter.
What are you talking about? Trump is the leaker. You want to stop the leaks from the White House? You have to remove President Trump.
That's really. I like the idea of him calling everyone in. He's like, all right, so who's leaking right now? Everyone's like silent for like 5 seconds. Someone's like, you, Mr. President. Oh, my bad. I had no idea. My fault.
Remember you called like Chris Lizzo last night?
Yeah, right, right.
you just called Anderson Cooper, no reason.
Why don't you just say what's going on right now? Listen, I got a good scoop for you. This Trump guy, he like forgets who he is. He's like, this Trump guy, he fucked Stormy Daniels. I know.
Pretty cool. People are saying he's a good looking guy and he's got a big penis, but I don't know. This is just what the people are saying.
No, but
make sure you stress he's got an 8-incher, okay?
What it goes back, I mean, so does Teen Vogue know what they're writing about? No, but at least people are getting interested. Now, you can argue that you'd rather live in boring times than interesting times because that means your life isn't changing. Or
my
life
isn't changing.
Well, you're sad. So
potentially,
I love you, Justin. You're awesome.
But what you have to look at it, what I look at it is he, first off, he's changing the political dynamic. We're never going to have another Obama or Bush. He's getting people engaged. And the new normal, Scaramucci said it this week, he acts presidential because he's the president.
Right.
That puts it right there.
Scaramucci's trying to get hired again, huh? He's trying to get back in there. Hang on the mooch.
Yeah, after he finishes selling you a penny stock.
Yeah.
What was the thing the mooch said? Didn't he say, like, you all can suck my dick or something?
To Ryan.
No, Steve Bannon. Didn't he say Steve Bannon?
But he said it to the
Steve
guy from
Bannon's
the New Yorker.
Steve Bannon's trying to suck his own dick?
That's what it was.
When I read that, I was like, hire him. Dude, get him in there. Oh, this guy's awesome.
He lasted a week.
He lasted like 2 hours. Less than a week.
Scaramucci was so great because it was like, it embodied exactly what Trump is. He's just some fucking scumbag from New York who was just pulling in Italians off the street that he knew that like pulled some street hustle. When
you
he
raised
was
a good point. We should
king.
Have never hired any Italians for any jobs.
Right,
Mike.
Right. But the thing is, and to finish it up, if Trump was actually getting things done and saying this, it would be different. When it's only, we've passed tax reform and the rest is executive order and we've raised the deficit way past what we promised we would, then that's your issue. That's the real issue.
Well, speaking of getting things done, Justin, a prophecy is about to be fulfilled that we unfortunately predicted on this podcast.
We did call it!
Week one!
We called it a long time ago!
But the idea that Donald Trump, the president, all due respect, President Trump, could be the person to get North Korea.
Dude, this is wild.
To denuclearize.
We called it week one.
And we said it. And Jake Flores is in here last week, and he said the new movement on the left is, it's not when Trump does something good, we applaud him. It's if Trump stops school shootings or denuclearizes North Korea. Now we are just pro-nuclear North Korea. That's the left. He legitimately could be the president to at least make a huge step in doing that, which is fucking huge. If he does actually get that done, tax reform has been, I think, bad for a lot of people. The trade war is going to be really bad. The idea of this fucking Veterans Day, not Veterans Day parade, but this military parade that we'll get into that in a second, could feed most homeless and hungry veterans.
The only
veterans.
Parade that I'm for is the gay pride parade.
Yeah.
The rest, Thanksgiving, I don't care about.
God, I'm not even for that parade. Parade is dumb sack of shit.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I just said it to Social Signal and also because I wanted to make the joke. That was it. I just wanted the joke. I don't go to the gay pride parade.
Good.
Wink, wink.
I don't either.
See, I'm learning. I'm trying to attract a bisexual fan base.
I don't want to have you shirtless.
I haven't cut my body fat down to 12%
just for the gay pride parade. But the idea that he could, this is actually, he's going to have a meeting with, I guess it won't be with Kim Jong-un directly, right? It's going to be with the security staff there.
Well, he's, if it goes according to plan, whatever that plan would be, I think it would be with Kim Jong-un directly.
I guess it would have to be,
I think it would be. But obviously, is it a body double? We don't know. I think we should probably just send Alec Baldwin. Because you don't know who he's going to send. So just send the guy that looks like Trump and have him say Trump things.
Is that something that people are actually legitimately worried about?
The body double?
That, yeah, he's going to send
Some sort of body double. Kim Jong-il had so many body doubles. Yeah, I guarantee you that he has four or five.
Oh, I have
people that are required to, like, listen, stay fat, have bad haircuts.
I've looked at Asians. He's probably got about 700
million. 700
million. 700 million of them.
Oh, man.
Imagine Trump just goes to North Korea and he sits down in a meeting with, like, a guy who owns, like, a rice farm. And he's just like, Mr. Un, it's very nice to meet you. I hope we can get this. And the guy's like, K? Spanish. But,
he's Mexican now?
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
there's
build
a point.
A wall.
There's
build
a point where Mexicans and Asians kind of look the same.
Yeah, the Philippines.
You've seen Up. We've all seen Up. We've all seen Up. The little boy in Up. You don't know what race he is.
But this is the thing. Going back to, you know, it's a very, you know, he said it to be funny last week, but Jake Flores, great comedian, did say that this was the new movement of the left to just be opposed to anything he does. The idea that he could actually get this thing done and people would maybe not be impressed is kind of crazy to me. Because even I did not vote for the dude. I don't think he's doing a great job. I don't think he's doing a
he's just golfing.
Job.
What,
yeah.
I mean, he's not really doing
he's
anything.
He's just kind of coasting, really, and just being.
I mean, I think he's
offensive.
Losing our soft power is like one of the big issues, and you're seeing like the decline of America on the international stage. That's a huge issue to me.
But dude, if he gets North Korea to denuclearize, that's a huge diplomatic victory.
No, I agree. That is huge. No, that is huge. That would be huge.
It's a huge diplomatic victory.
Depends on how
it's done. The argue is not for pro-nuclear North Korea. The argument would be, well, how dare you degrade the office of the presidency and meet with this third world dictator who does human atrocities, blah, blah, blah.
No.
How could you? But that would be the line.
Right.
How could you dignify? Yeah. Meeting with him puts him on the world stage.
Right.
That's what they would say. But, I mean, it could be almost like Nixon opening the door to China. You don't really know.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we don't really
know. You
know
what? Let's just send over some ping pong players like last time, you know?
Right.
That works great with China.
Just some shiny stuff. I've heard they like anime. So send something over. But, I mean, even Obama opened up trade with Cuba until Trump shut it down again. But,
God, which is such a dumb decision. Shutting it down.
Right.
Opening it up was great.
Right, but I mean...
Yeah, I want to go to Cuba. What's this? What the fuck?
Obama...
I don't really care about going to North Korea. I'm like, close it, open it, who gives a shit? Let's just take away their nukes if we can. But like, Cuba, come on, guys.
Obama
looks nice.
Met with Castro.
Yeah.
Or I guess Fidel had been dead already, correct?
No, Fidel died this year, right?
Fidel died. Either way, he met with
maybe
the
two years
Castros.
Ago.
If it was Ramon or Fidel, he met with a Castro who has had a stranglehold over communist Cuba for...
He actually just met with a guy who owned a bodega.
But, I mean, like, so I think that argument is completely fucking null and void.
But that's the argument that they would make. I'm just saying, just like it was the argument the Republicans made, you can't open up trade with Cuba.
Right.
Look at what they've done. They're communists. We don't want anything with that.
Regime.
We have the biggest trade deficit with China, a communist regime. Why can't we just open it up to this little third world island?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But so this
for the safety of everyone too.
Yeah, just talk to the dude. Just go talk to him.
Right. But this is a small victory if it happens during the Trump presidency.
What if they assassinated Trump during it?
Like
a reverse plot of that of the Franco Rogan movie.
I actually did kind of think about that as I was reading this shit. If like they're just trying to get him over there so they could just like
all the liberals would be like, thank God,
because dude, what,
for Kim Jong Un,
is there any information on where they're gonna meet? If he's going to North Korea, that would be like retarded.
No, well, they haven't announced it. It could be China. It could be in Russia because Russia is right there too.
Yeah.
But the odds it's gonna be the DMZ, the demilitarized zone.
Okay.
Right on the border.
They're just meeting in the forest.
Yeah.
Just meet me in the forest.
Little campfire, kumbaya.
Yeah.
Meet me at the Mystic Pond.
But that's where they would leave. That's where they would meet because it's so unstable with the North Korean economy and the sanctions against it. If Kim leaves the country or the peninsula, he's afraid of a military coup.
Interesting.
Which then would just throw a complete shitbag on everything.
That would kind of be awesome, though, wouldn't it? Wouldn't that be better?
I would be more nervous about that.
Because you don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, you don't know who the nukes are, who's going to hold the nukes then afterward.
Yeah.
But is there somebody that could possibly be crazier than Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, the guy that...
Donald Trump.
I guess that's true.
Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to do a little political joke right now. Unfunny fuck.
That's fair.
Such an unfunny joke.
All right. Well, speaking of knowing who...
That's like such a dinner party joke.
No, but you know what? It fucking does make sense,
true,
man.
It's
I don't know, but don't you think that's kind of part of it? That after a while, Kim Jong-un was kind of like, all right, this motherfucker isn't backing down. Maybe I went too far in testing all these nuclear warheads. Because I'm not going
to
use them.
Yeah, like the fact that Trump went to the United Nations and said, we will destroy North Korea if they do another nuclear test.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everyone.
Peace out. Method Man on the phone.
No diplomatic talk. Just, we're going to destroy you.
Yeah.
I think that probably really shook him up.
Yeah, well, because he has to understand that that's a very serious possibility. Mm-hmm. I mean, if we got into a shootout with North Korea, it would be a ground invasion of North Korea. I don't think we would want that necessarily. But the difference would also be, I think, like, so people would cite Vietnam. I remember when those conversations started, when people were like, do we want another Vietnam? The one difference would be that in Vietnam, we kind of had this weird guerrilla war that we were fighting because... you couldn't just level the field. It was a civil war in a lot of ways, where it was like you didn't, you know, who's on your side, who's not on your side. You don't really necessarily know. You're fighting against like rebels, the same way that the British Empire fought against rebels. You don't know who
you're fighting against. 100,000 Kim Jong Un body devils. It's like we can't figure it out.
Yeah. Well,
but the thing is, if you go into North Korea, you get into a shooting war with them. You're gonna just fucking level the place.
It'll never get that far. China loves a buffer state.
Yeah.
It'll never get that far.
Yeah, I would agree with that 100% too. Let's move into Betsy DeVoe. She's on 60 Minutes. She really fucked up big time. Let's just get right into it. This is a nice clip of Betsy talking to the good people at 60 Minutes.
Have the public schools in Michigan gotten better?
I don't know. Overall, I can't say overall that they have all gotten better.
The whole state is not doing well.
Well, there are certainly lots of pockets where the students are doing well.
Have you seen the really bad schools? Maybe try to figure out what they're doing?
I have not intentionally visited schools that are underperforming.
Maybe you should.
Maybe I should. Yes.
She didn't even stick to her guns. She should have stuck to her guns and be like, they don't deserve my presence.
Man,
I don't know.
That's bad. Holy shit.
Look, if you're trying to make your case for charter schools, this is not the way to do it.
Dude, unfucking believable, man. And I mean, this is like, when you go back to the people thinking that the Trump administration is a mess, this is one of the big reasons. She's supposed to be in charge of handling all the school shit. This scares the shit out of me. My mom's a teacher, and I knew that I was supposed to be scared by this woman's presence because... when all this stuff was going on, when she got appointed, remember everybody on Facebook kept saying like, "Oh no, Betsy DeVoe!" Blah, blah, blah. I didn't know who she was. I had no idea who this woman was. And then I texted my mom, and I was like, "Does this affect anything? Like, you're a teacher. Tell like from someone who has an actual formed opinion, is this bad?" And she was like, "Oh yeah, it's real bad." She's like, "She sucks. She's, you know, she's not for public schools. She's trying to get people into charter schools and everything, and it's going to hurt, you know, public funding and everything like that." So if you're in Michigan, a state that is like not really doing well right now, because Flint is a shining example of the jobs are gone. Flint is, they have poisoned water, they have bad schools. You know, you want to try to get into places like that and fix things. And she's not doing things like that at all. You're starting to kind of.
What about this strategy? What if we just go, you know what? Flint's over, guys. Let's just vacate the area.
You can't do that.
You could do it. Why don't we all just start walking and leave Flint, Michigan? Everyone leave Flint! Stop living in Flint!
Well, how many people are there?
I don't know. Let's say 400,000. Just start walking!
I do think it's a town that's like infested with packs of wolves.
Yeah! Like, the street. All right, everyone sharpen a pike and start walking. I'm not serious, but I am kind of... It's just like, I just don't understand why people live in places that suck. You're like, oh, this place is a night. I know they don't have money or whatever. But just start walking.
But dude,
this is like straight out of SpongeBob. Let's just take Bikini Bottom and push it somewhere else.
All right, that's a good point. It's a good point.
If you put foot in San Diego, maybe it won't be so bad. But you can't, like, you got people that have property there and everything.
All right, how long of a walk is it?
To what? He's stuck on this walk.
I'm just fucking around.
The Trail of Tears part two. If you like, think of it this way: like, go back to Flint, right? Think of it this way: imagine you owned property, like you owned a house.
All right, imagine, like, I'm doing better than I am. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
All right,
let's say it's New York City.
Wait,
right?
No, it's in Flint. Never mind. All right, sorry, I'm gonna put a gun in my mouth. All right,
let's say New York City sees a skid the way it did from after the post-war boom to like the 70s when things started like getting fucking bad, like the 70s and the 80s when the riots started happening and crime. Okay. Now, you have all this, you have property, right? Let's say you have property in Williamsburg.
Are they slaves?
No.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was paying the wrong type of property. Go ahead. All right, it's land.
You own a brownstone in Williamsburg, right?
Okay, yeah.
And all of a sudden, Williamsburg, everybody leaves Williamsburg, and the people that move in now are drug dealers, gangbangers, like criminals. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Now your property's gone, and Williamsburg's over, and people are just like, why don't you just leave Williamsburg? But you still own property there. But you're seeing the fucking.
Okay.
You're seeing the property just diminish.
But also, there's no water in my pipes, right? It's just like acid water coming through the pipes.
If you can't
right now,
get
right?
a girl pregnant, that's your problem.
No, not my dick, you idiot. Dunce. No, though, like, there's no water to drink in Flint. It's all bad and poisonous, right?
It's still bad. Right?
I don't know if it's like as bad as it was, but I'm sure it's not like substantially better.
Is it bad that I just don't pay attention?
No,
Flint?
It's not. I mean, it's impossible.
Our back on it.
We do everything.
Yeah, the nation was just like, Flint, fuck it, Flint, you're on your own.
We
got our own problems.
Yo, I went to I was at a Mike the other night, and I saw probably the worst opening to any set I've ever seen in my life. A comedian went up there, loose use of the word comedian, and here was his opener. He goes, first off, he's dressed like a junior in an Ivy League college.
Nice.
Kind of like tight, like khakis on, so you're like, this guy sucks already. But he goes up and he goes, hear that, America? Hear that? That's the sound of us forgetting about another school shooting. That was his opener for a comedy act.
He didn't even do any like I look like jokes.
That's not even funny.
No, I know.
It's the
worst opening to a set I've ever witnessed in my life. You may as well have just yelled the N-word first, and I'd been like, "That's just better than that."
Right. At least you got people's attention.
It's the worst ever. Yeah, it's impossible bad. I mean, it's so funny to be like, for you to have like been like, "Oh, I'm gonna follow up with that Flint water crisis now." It's like nobody can worry about all of the things going on all the time.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's so much going on. And back with Betsy DeVos, I just don't really even... I don't really understand how she got the gig. There was a lot of conservative education people that were optimistically excited.
Yeah.
I guess is how it goes.
Didn't she have a lot of people donate a lot of money? Isn't that what I read?
Well, I mean, to her charter school, right?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I believe
I'm not really sure on the all ins and outs, but she's just proven time and time and again, she's not in tune with what's going on. If you don't even know what's going on in, like, a cafeteria at a school, like, I'm not saying you should go to every cafeteria everywhere, but at least say, like, well, I don't know about Michigan, but I was in, Idaho, and I was in this school doing this, and we need blah, blah, blah. You know, cite a correct example.
Right.
She couldn't even do that.
Right. The idea of, like, yeah, all right, yeah.
It's like, what have you been doing for the past 14 months?
See, you literally couldn't have had a worse answer. That was the worst answer, because if you haven't been to Michigan, then counter and be like, all right, the reason I haven't been to Michigan though is because I was fixing schools like
somewhere
in this
else.
State. Yeah, right. You literally, even if you're fucking lying,
this is the program me implemented.
Yeah.
If they're having these issues in Michigan, we need to look and see if our program will help them.
She should have pitched my idea. Guys, it's not good in Michigan. Start walking. Start walking. Wisconsin, let's go.
Yeah. That's a good plan.
I know I'm an idiot right now, but like, when I do comedy, I go to terrible cities all the time. I go to like Scranton or something, and I'll be like, do you guys like living here? And people will be like, no. And I'm like, then don't.
Yeah, right.
Just leave. What are you doing? You don't have to live here if you don't like
it. How many road gigs have you done in the South?
This stuff. I went from like the Midwest all the way, but not in the South.
It's funny because the South, they'll never say no. Yeah, oh, always said, we love it here.
Yeah. Chattanooga was the same way.
We love it.
They resent the fact that any of us live in New York.
Yeah.
They're just like, why would you live in that faggot city anyway?
And I'll be like, that is why. You just answered your own question, okay?
What's your
because
Instagram?
Because it's who I am. At Jay Rabelt. Slide into the DMs, boys. That's 4 Z's at the end, by the way.
Yeah. All right. We got to start. Jordan's got to get out of here because we got to.
I got to go bomb a one-liner madness contest that I did not write for.
Yeah. Justin, real quick before we leave, why don't you just throw out your plugs, your Twitter handle, all that stuff, your show, where they can find it, all that.
All right. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at JustBuddyLove. Pretty simple. Follow How to Survive in the City at Survive NY. Episodes come out every Tuesday. So check it out. Uploads midnight Tuesday morning. Subscribe to it on iTunes, I guess Stitcher, everywhere, but yeah. OG Podcast Network.
Fuck yeah. I'm at Mike Coscarelli on Twitter and Instagram.
At Jay Rabel on Instagram, at Jordan Rabel on Twitter, and JordanRabel.com for tour dates, Rabel Brothers Sketches.
And you can get us our show on Twitter at Anxiety Now Pod, and you can also email the show with questions, comments, concerns, compliments. That's anxietynowpodcast@gmail.com. And as always, check out the OG Podcast Network. I am the boss, so help me out, please. Just go check it out. Got a lot of great shows on there, including Justin's. And folks, we want to thank you very much for listening. And until next week, stay scared.